views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Good morning, everyone. This is Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how to listen to your soul, how to unleash your brilliance, and how to go and birth your biggest dreams. And today we have an amazing, inspiring guest, Janie Weiner, and he will talk with us about how to break through your genius. Let me talk about Janie Weiner a little bit. He is a sought-after authority on human potential and personal development. He's the founder of the Janie Institute of Human Potential. That's an organization dedicated to empowering people worldwide in all the seven areas of life: financial, physical, family, mental, spiritual, vocational, and social, by helping them discover their hidden brilliance and uniqueness based on what's most important to them. He's an acknowledged transformational leader and a leading expert on success and raising human potential. Janie has inspired millions of people around the world, sharing his breakthrough methods for personal and professional success in the seven different areas of life. Janie is often approached by the media for his inspiring insights and advice. His work has been featured on Montel Across America with Montel Williams, Hollywood Confidential with Lisa Gibbons, Martha Stewart Living Radio, Hay House Radio, and on hundreds of other radio shows throughout the world. So today, stay with Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're live each Wednesday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome, Janie.
Well, thank you for having me. And I want to also add, I've been on your amazing show, too. So we want to get that in there.
Oh, thank you. That brightens my day. Well, Janie, I want to start and dive right in. We're talking about how to break through your genius. I can imagine people are listening and thinking, well, you know, genius is such a big word. I don't have a genius. What would you say about that?
Yeah, I like how you said that it's a big word, and some people actually see it as, as funny as it may sound, as being overwhelming, and in the process say, well, I'm not a genius, you know, who am I? But the fact of the matter is that everyone is a genius, and everyone's a genius based on their values or things that are most important to them. So in other words, something that's really most important to you in any of those seven areas of life that you mentioned, the person's going to tend to have their genius gravitate towards any of those areas. So for example, if let's say you have a woman who really the most important thing to her is her family, her children, and just things within the family, she's going to be, her genius is going to be towards areas that have to do with that. Whereas if, let's say, she is, you know, something that's not important to her would be maybe working on cars. I like to use that example. So she won't be a genius when it comes to working on cars. In fact, I like to use that example with Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan you know, a great basketball player when he played, but if you get him to work, try to work on cars, he's probably not going to be too good at it because that's not where his level of expertise is. That's not really, really what he loves to do, but on the basketball court, he's a genius. So it's really specific. It's based on, again, the things that are most important to us, and a lot of people will think, oh, well, when I went to school, they said I was a genius, or they said I wasn't a genius. A lot of that, it comes about from that as well. But again, it's really specific based on what's most important to you, what you love to do the most, and you know, there's other little factors that come along with it. But the big one is, again, knowing the things that you love to do most. And really, if you take a look in your life, I take a look in my life and anyone's life, and you're going to see that. And so the whole idea is to realize that, and to realize that you are a genius and that you have something of tremendous value to contribute to the world as well.
I like that. So everybody who's listening, you can really think about your genius, because as you say, we all have it. It's just like figuring out in what area it is.
Yeah, and one thing I also want to say about that is someone may think, well, that's, you know, I'm a genius in that, but it really doesn't matter in this world. Well, everything matters, because things that are in existence are in existence for a reason, because they matter. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in existence. So another, this might sound like a kind of a funny example, is knitting or crochet.
Yeah.
Now, somebody may be really good in that, but they may think, well, other people, you know, that's not important to the world. Well, yes, it is in certain ways. I mean, if you know how to knit, if people are even still doing that, you know, somebody may want a blanket for their bed or maybe something that they would wear that really means a lot to them that you could provide to them. So if your genius is in doing that skill, knitting in this case, then that's something of tremendous value to others. So again, it goes back to not denying your magnificence and your brilliance, and just realize what it is that you do that's most important to you that can help and serve others in the process.
And it might not even be even like what you do, but it also can be what you be. For example, it just came to my mind when I go shopping, there's this one counter with this lady who always, you know, adds up all my shoppings, and she gives this beautiful smile, and her beingness radiates so much love. For me, that's the most important thing of my day, almost, to go there and get that boost from her. So it's like being.
That's a really important point to think about, because I experience that. I go to Whole Foods Market, and I'm sure you guys have that up there too, and I see that same thing. And not everybody is doing it, but most of the people are. But that's contributing something as well. Now, someone may look at that person and say, "Oh, well, they're working in Whole Foods Market. That's not much of a job." Well, oh yes, it is, because they're helping and they're serving people, and that smile, that kindness that they show, that, let's say, going the little extra step, could really make a big difference in someone's life, and that person may not even be aware of it, but it's still a wise thing to do to, as you could say, show your genius in that way as well.
Yeah, that's and we all have that. I really like the idea of thinking of the beingness and the doingness.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Cheney, you know, there's a lot of often fear that we think we're not smart or we're not educated enough. Our genius is like mediocre. How do we break through that?
Yeah, as funny as this may sound, and this, I've seen this on all different levels, this is a real issue for many people. And in fact, I had a woman who's in my Breakthrough to Achieve program. She had a master's degree from Harvard in education, and she applied to the PhD program at Harvard, and she got rejected. She had all the qualifications. She knew everybody there, got great recommendations, and she got turned down. She was really beating herself up about it. Now, this is someone who graduated from Harvard, and after working with her, she's a pretty sharp lady, and she, believe it or not, she was actually beating herself up because it was the Harvard PhD program that she didn't get into versus if it was some other program. So really what I'm getting at here is that everybody is smart enough in their own way. Now, in her situation, she was on a little higher level than most people are. But the bottom line is that whether you have a degree, whether you don't have a degree or a high-level degree, many times people feel that someone isn't going to take them seriously. And like in her case, if I don't have the PhD, someone may not take me seriously. And again, this goes back to what we were talking about before. It's going to be specific to your situation. In fact, I had a teacher when I was in college. Always remember this. He said, because he was talking about IQ, and he says, IQ is what you do with what you got. And that's always stuck with me.
We're almost heading to a break, so hold that thought. Okay. I wanna keep going on that, but we're heading to a break. For all of you, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have an amazing guest, Chani Weiner, talking about how to break through your genius. If you want to break through your procrastination or your fear and you really want to give birth to your dreams, you can go in the break time to my website. I have a 21-day free training, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. That's available at www.yoursoulguidance.com. It's completely free. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we have the honor to talk with Chaney Weiner, How to Break Through Your Genius. But before we continue, I want to make sure how people can connect with you, Chaney. Can you tell us your website, your new events, your goodies?
They can go to www.chaneyweiner.com. That's CHaneyWeiner.com. And if you put in your name and email in the upper right-hand corner, you get a free training, a free mini course. It's got five lessons on how to overcome limiting beliefs so you can have more wealth, more time, and more freedom in your life.
Thank you so much, Chaney. I want to continue our conversation, what we talked about before the break. So I said, hold that thought. Is it still there?
It's still there, and it's there. One of the reasons is because it was what my psychology teacher said when I was in college. I love the quote. He said, IQ is what you do with what you got. So basically what he was saying is that it doesn't matter what your IQ score is. It's just exactly what you do with what you got, not necessarily as it applies to what goes on in school. Because the thing is, when people go to school, they go to school, and, you know, people will be labeled a genius based on an IQ score, but that's only a snapshot in time in that environment. And if you go outside of that environment, let's say someone is a musician, well, some people can have a very high IQ in music, playing guitar, playing drums, whatever it is, but in school, maybe not as much. So, again, it's IQ, genius, it's all situation specific, and one form of genius, and we pretty much mentioned this before when I used the knitting example, someone may love to knit, do crochet and sew, if people are even still doing that, and others may not, but that doesn't mean that person, or the person who does that is really good at it. They're going to be labeled as a genius, but they may not be so great in the classroom. So it's important to keep them, just remember that quote from my teacher. I like to pass that on, and it's a really good one to keep in mind, because it really takes that label off of yourself of, well, I'm not a genius. Well, yes, you are.
Say it again, Chaney, the quote.
IQ is what you do with what you got.
That's so true. And, you know, a lot of people think they don't exactly know what their uniqueness is or their unique skills are. How do we get clear on that?
Well, number one, it's important to really take the time and just ask self-reflective questions and find, well, what is it that I truly would love to do? And everybody knows what it is, but it's that fear that gets in the way. I think, oh, well, I can't do so-and-so because I don't have a license or a degree. And believe it or not, that is something else that holds people back as well. Here's something really cool to do, and I've actually experimented with this, and I do this on a regular basis. If you read 30 minutes a day, and this can include watching video, listening to audio with YouTube and the internet now, not only can we read, but we can listen, like I said, to audio, video, interviews, so just people who we, you know, let's say resonate with. But if you do that for 30 minutes a day in a specific area of study that you would love to do, no matter what it is, you'll be at the cutting edge of that field or that industry in 7 years. If you do that for 60 minutes a day, it'll take you about 3.5 to 4 years to get there. If you do it for 2 hours or 120 minutes per day, it'll take you about 2.5, 3 years. If you do it for 3 hours a day, you'll be at the cutting edge of that field, be considered an expert in about 1.5 to 2 years. Yeah, that's fascinating, because when you really think about it, let's take the person who goes to college. I went to college, I graduated, got a degree. If just the way college is set up, it's typically about 12 to 15 hours a week, and then obviously you do study on your own. But I, because I'm a numbers person, I took the time to figure out, if someone was to have a college curriculum and put it into a full-time work schedule, about 40, 45 hours a week, it would take a person to get a four-year degree about 6 to 9 months, which is that's pretty fascinating, because I actually added up the numbers and figured that out. So why am I bringing this up? The reason is because someone may think, well, I have to wait to get a degree. No, if you take the initiative and are really inspired by what you're doing and take the time, 30 minutes, an hour, 2-3 hours a day, you can really accelerate your learning and pick up something. Of course, you want to be able to apply it in real life, but still important to have that background behind you, because then this type of thing, doing this, can help get over that fear. Well, I need the degree. I've got to take 4 years or 5 years. Just let me say this also. Now, it is important for certain people to go to school, to go to college, such as if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer. So I just want to make it clear that I'm not telling people, well, if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, you don't have to go to school. You could just read about it now. But certain professions are going to require that. But outside of that, use the wonderful technology, if you will, that we have, and to really accelerate your learning and to accelerate your and to really tap into your genius in the process of doing that.
That's such an interesting study you've made out of that.
Well, I actually heard about it from John DeMartini, and then I admire him, and he's a mentor, and I figured, all right, he said, well, let me test it out, let me see for myself, and I can tell you right now, it's pretty accurate. I mean, I haven't been doing it for 7 years. I've been doing about 4, going on 5, and I can really see the truth to that, because I go more than 3 hours a day on certain things, so I pick up things pretty quickly. As long as it's something I love to do, I pick it up pretty quick, and it's very accurate. It really is.
That's so interesting. Cheney, do you believe if you do what you love, and you know, you study and you become, you know, you enhance your genius in that it can be prosperous? You can earn your money with that?
Wow, we could do a whole show on that.
I know, that's so off the tracks.
Well, the answer to your question is absolutely. But just, I want to mention something else with that. Just because you're doing something that you really love doesn't necessarily guarantee that the money is going to show up. Of course, there's being able to market it and to get your message across to people in that way. And another way of saying it is to be able to sell what you do to others, but in a good, ethical way that really serves people. Because many times people will look at marketing or trying to sell something to others as this bad thing. Well, it's not. If you're doing what you love and you know how to get that to people and get them to see it, you can, if it's some money, you know, if you're looking to make a lot of money and doing it, absolutely.
Mm. And how come we're drifted so far apart from doing what we love into trying to live up people's expectations, and then it becomes a struggle? You really have to push it out instead of, you know, you get in that flow because it goes easy, because it's natural, because you're good at it, and we live up other people's expectations.
Yeah, well, you've just pretty much answered it. It's the people's expectations, and along with that come the I shoulds, I have tos, I got tos, I'm supposed tos, and just this is just an awareness thing. But take a look, and well, not only you, but everyone listening, take a look in your own life. And if you really find yourself saying, I've got to get up and go to work, I need to do this, I've got to do this, I'm supposed to do this, it may not seem like much on the surface, but that's a real clear sign that you're not doing something that you love. Now, I'm not telling people to just quit their jobs if that's the case, but learn how to use whatever it is that you're saying, I'm supposed to, I've got to be doing, and see how it serves you and the things that you would love to be doing. But it's important to find out what that is that you love to do first, and then you just link that up and say, hey, you know, if I'm going to my job, how is going to my job helping me do what I would love to do? How is it helping me with my goals and my mission? And, you know, it doesn't mean that you're going to stay at that job forever, but it helps you appreciate what you're doing now more and how you can apply that to the things that you would love to be doing somewhere down the road.
Yeah, and I want to add to that, you know, to first look at, like, you know, be grateful for what you have. We don't have to immediately skip or change or, you know, let go of our job, but first be appreciated and think, how could I be in my genius here? And maybe, you know, sometimes we don't have to leave our job because we can access that genius in other levels and do still the same job.
Yeah, and you know, you may as well be grateful for it, because most people will look back 2, 3, 4, 5 years at a certain time in the future down the road and do one of two things. They'll either say, thank God that happened, I'm glad it happened, or they'll just continue to hold on to it and it's going to run their life. So you may as well be grateful for it. In fact, the universe, the world is trying to get you to do that anyway, so you might as well do it, appreciate it, and then move on as a result of that.
I love that. And we're almost heading to a break. Chenny, can you one more time say your website, how people can connect with you?
Yes, it's www.chennywiner.com.
Thank you. And if you're interested in soul reading, soul guidance, in receiving every Monday morning your soul guidance reading in your inbox, go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have an amazing guest, Chenny Wiener, talking about how to break through your genius. And we continue our conversation after the break. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Transform your life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free.
You know the bed feels warmer.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We talk with Janie Weiner, How to Break Through Your Genius. Janie, let everybody know how they can connect with you, what's your website, about your free gifts you have there too.
Yes, of course. It's www.janieweiner.com. I'll spell that again. It's CHANEYWEINER.com. And if they go in, they put their name and email in, you get that free mini training course that shows you how to overcome limiting beliefs, distracting emotions, so you can have more wealth, more time, and more freedom in your life.
That sounds delicious. Janie, I always, and I didn't ask you that, that's always the first question I have for all my guests, is we all have a soul. That's what I believe, a unique soul path. That's our calling. And for a long time, we can ignore it. And at some point in our life, we open that door and we say goodbye to our smaller part and we step into that new path. Was there like a moment in your life, like a turning moment when you did that?
That's a great question. I've been doing interviews or radio shows on that topic alone, and I call it my defining moment. And I'll just cover it real quickly. When I was in high school, I was always into sports and work, and then I got into working out. So I went after the baseball team in high school. And just the short story of it, I went out for it, and right before the coach made the cuts for the people who didn't make the team, he read off all the names, and he stopped reading the names. I thought I made the team, and then he read off my name, and he cut me. I was the last person to get cut. But when he did that, he paid me a compliment that stuck with me for, you know, the rest of my life. He said, yeah, you have more guts than anyone I've ever seen. He says, if you come out for the team the next year, you'll make the team. Well, in that moment, I was thinking, I want to make the team. I didn't think of anything else, but I did have a sense that something happened as a result of that. And it was that moment, that shift, which sent me down a completely different path. Because had I made that team, I would have stuck with baseball. Mm. I might not have worked out as much, I most likely would have, but I really was really on track to play baseball, and I definitely would have stuck with it, but I didn't make it, and I never went out for the team after that. I went down a different path. I was somewhat shy back then. I opened up more. I became more sociable, more outspoken in a good way, and that's really I can go on and on and on about this, but that's what sent me down the path to what I'm doing now. Otherwise, I most likely, like I said, would have been playing baseball. And the interesting thing about that is that now, looking back on it, I really had a sense that my purpose is what I'm doing now, even though I thought it was, let's say, manifesting it in the form of baseball, but it's not. It's manifesting it in the form of what I'm doing now. And if it wasn't for that moment, in that point in time, I would have been on my purpose, but I most likely at some point would have figured out, there's another way to go with it. But it was that moment, that was a key point. And it didn't seem like much at the time, but now, especially when I really look back on it more and more, it's so obvious, it stands out. It's a great question you asked, and I'm glad you asked it, because I could talk about that all day.
Yeah, and you know, it's such an interesting topic. I always ask that first, and I kept thinking, what? There was something I haven't asked.
Let me say something else, and obviously I'm giving my story, but for those of you who are listening, it's whatever it is for you and other people. Like when I was that day, when he said that to me, there is about 25 other kids there. In fact, some of them I have on my Facebook friends, and I guarantee you, unless they're listening to this, they probably wouldn't even remember what took place. But I did. In fact, the person who said it probably doesn't even realize either, although I'm looking to touch base with him and let him know, because sometimes people do things, they don't know how much they've contributed to someone else's life and set them down a certain path. And it's important to let people know that. Certainly it's important for you to realize that. But again, for anyone listening, it's whatever it is for you. And other people may not see it as being that significant, but again, it's how you perceive it and how you see it and the path that you go down as a result.
You know, and I like to make the point too that, you know, it's a defining moment. And in my work, I work, how people can birth their dream and how they can break through their limiting beliefs. But that defining moment, I mean, you took it a very positive way, but we can also, I believe, have a defining moment where you didn't make the team. You could have formed a belief like, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm never going to try out. And sometimes we are not aware that in those moments we form beliefs that are crucial for our life's path. And then, you know, you're 40 or 50 and suddenly you realize, wow, you know, I never knew where that belief came from. But when I didn't make the team, I formed this belief, and that goes like in a second, well, I'm not never going to try out. I'm not good enough. So I'm really glad. I mean, you took it a different way, but I think there's also moments where we take it, you know, where we take it away that it blocks us and stops us. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and the interesting thing with that whole situation was that here is somebody who, and this is the hidden gift in it, that I wasn't quite sure. I knew something happened at that point in time, but I wasn't sure what. Now, based on what I do, how I help people, and just the level of awareness I'm at, I now look at that situation and I go, here is somebody who rejected me and accepted me in the same exact moment. At the same moment he cut me, obviously it was a few seconds after, because he couldn't say two things at the same time, so to speak. So at the same moment that he cut me, he paid me a compliment that, to be honest with you, he had his favorites, because he was also the football coach, so I wasn't one of the ones that was like on his favorites list, so to speak. So for him to say that in that moment, I didn't realize it at the time, but that demonstrates the synchronicity. So for anyone listening, if someone is criticizing you, or maybe you perceive a certain event in your life as being negative, look in that same moment and look for the equal and opposite. And I absolutely guarantee you will find it. And I've done this with other moments in my life as well, and I keep finding them, each one. Why is that important? Because that helps you dissolve most of the emotional baggage that people carry around. Because a lot of people, in fact, it goes back to what you were just saying about the limiting beliefs, because a lot of times the belief will come from that. Now, somebody else in that situation that I was in could have said exactly what you said. Well, I'm not good enough, you know, regardless of what he could have said that to somebody else, and they could have taken on the belief, I'm not good enough, which can carry over to other areas of your life. So this is why I love doing what I'm doing. So someone listening to this may say, hey, I might not have been in the same situation as Cheney was in, but I was in a situation that I can relate. Now I have something to look back on and say, hey, it wasn't the way I really perceived it. There was another side to it. In this case, it could be that positive side, and then you don't have that belief anymore, and all of a sudden, it opens up, or it births a new, let's say, path for you, like it did for me.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story and a beautiful example. So do you believe we all have defining moments in our life?
We do, and if you really take the time and look, they're going on most of the time, but obviously certain moments are going to stick out more than others. I mean, that's not my only one, but that was the real first big one that really set me down a different path. Obviously, there were other ones after, but that's the one that just keeps coming to mind whenever I think of defining moments. And it's just interesting because, you know, that I'll just give away some of the suspense. That happened back in 1981.
Yeah.
And it's still fresh in my mind today. And I would always think about it over the years, but I never put the meaning to it in a way that I was just mentioning before. But I want other people who have had moments in their life that they may not have been aware of to realize, hey, that was a defining moment and really can set me down the path of being a genius, even though I may think that I'm not.
Yeah, yeah. And what is your latest defining moment, Cheney?
Well, there's a few. One of them is actually learning more about my business and just how to do certain things. It's just some of the people that I'm coming across who are doing phenomenally well, and I'm looking at these people and I'm going, wow, it sounds like I'm looking at myself, because we are all reflections of each other. And just these mini defining moments that are coming up that just accumulate, and I can sense another big one coming.
I like that. I mean, if I look at my own life, I certainly see these defining moments, and, you know, they keep coming. And lately, one of the ones was, and it made my life a lot easier, that I really saw that what we're good at, I mean, comes easy. And sometimes we make it just more complicated. And I write blogs and newsletters, and I love to write, but I realize, you know, I either going to write them like in 15 minutes and then they come from the flow, or I'm not. And it's so amazing, because they're way more authentic. They're me. They're easy. And, you know, a year ago, it would take me a lot of time, because I thought, well, it has to be good. It has to go maybe a certain way. And I'm done with that. My realization is like, it's easy. It's going to be easy. And that's a big, really great defining moment for me. But we're heading to a break, taking life easy. Stay tuned. We're going to be back after the break with Janie Weiner, talking more about how to break through your genius. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today we talk with Janie Weiner, how to break through your genius. Janie, how do we break through our genius if we are stuck?
Well, as amazing as it sounds, and you said that one of the key words there is stuck, and usually stuckness is a result of some type of distraction, and as I like to put it, distracting emotions, fear, guilt, you know, regret, resentment, feelings of betrayal, feelings that we lost something, depression, stress, even feelings of being intimidated and bullied is another one. Mm-hmm. And these get in the way. In fact, the metaphor I like to use is, and I know you can relate to this because you're up in the Boston area, when it gets a little cooler out, even when it rains out,
You're going to say.
Yeah. You probably are. You go in the car, the windows fog up. You can't see out of the windows. And so what do? You put the defroster on, and it clears it away, and you can see. Well, that's what happens. That's the metaphor. That's what happens with people. And in the case of a person, the fog is the distracting emotions. Well, the thing is, how you clear them away. And this also entails or involves limiting beliefs as well, because there's usually emotions attached to that. So how do you clear them away? Well, it's you use techniques on how to overcome the fear or whatever that emotion is. And once you clear that away, out pops the genius. It's not the genius, the brains that we all have is there. It's just a matter of clearing it away. In fact, another great quote I came across, and I don't know who said this, in fact, it had anonymous attached to it, and it goes like this: we're all born into genius and conditioned into mediocrity. And the mediocrity, in many ways, is the distractions that we inject. It's the values that we inject from others that we're supposed to be doing certain things, we have to be doing certain things, and then you have those emotions that come up that get in the way. So the idea here is when you clear that out, or you dissolve those emotions, dissolve those limiting beliefs. I wouldn't say eliminate them, because you do need them to guide you to be your true self. See, many times people, they want to get rid of negative thoughts, negative beliefs. This is going to sound shocking to people, but no one is ever going to get rid of that. You don't want to get rid of it. You want to learn how to use it, because they're guiding you to be true to yourself. Because, I mean, think about it. Whenever you've had a negative thought about something, it's typically tied into something that you may be trying to do that's really not that important to you. So if, let's say, somebody is looking to have more money and financial freedom, and they have a negative belief around it, or a negative thought about it, when you look, money's probably not going to be high on their values.
Okay.
So that's where the negative thought comes from. So you want to say, hey, I'm getting this negative thought for a reason. Why? It serves a purpose. Otherwise, it wouldn't be coming up. Learn how to use it. Well, it's guiding you to put a higher value, in this case, on money. So when you do that, you make the shift, and also you would clear out those emotions with it. So that's the defroster example. You clear that away. You know, you clear those distractions away, and out pops the genius. And I'm glad you brought this up, because I, you know, many times I don't plan on talking about certain things. I just do it as we go with the flow of it.
Yeah.
So you're putting out great energy and bringing up great stuff, so that out popped my genius as a result of yours.
Isn't that like, you know, in the interaction?
Yeah. In fact, that brings up something that I might as well mention now. I call it genius by association. When I was up in New Jersey over the Christmas holidays, in fact, I go up there lately, the last few Christmas holidays, I used to live near Princeton. And I stopped in Princeton, and this time when I went up there, I was walking around the campus. I've been there many times, but this time I just walked around, and this whole phrase of genius by association just popped into my mind, because here I am walking around Princeton, and, you know, people perceive Princeton as, you know, Albert Einstein lived there, he taught there. In fact, his house is still there that he lived in, and just the whole genius comes about. You know, Princeton, genius, Harvard, the same thing. And I'm thinking, wow, genius by association. And really, well, when you associate with people, or if you're reading books, watching video, audio, like I mentioned earlier, with, you know, let's say a genius, you know, whoever that may be for you, that's going to rub off on you. In fact, I'll mention John DeMartini again. He says, when you stick your hand in a pot of glue, the glue sticks. So when you get around those type of people who you really aspire to, well, it's a lot of it's going to rub off on you. So that's another good way to really step up, tap into really that genius that's within you. And I want to mention that quote again that I mentioned before, because I want everybody to write it down. We're all born into genius, but conditioned into mediocrity. What you want to do is condition yourself back to the genius that you are.
We are. It is our birthright, and I believe that it's always there. And the way, one way I think also we can find that is see where your dream leads you, because your dream is a whisper of your soul. It's an indicator that leads you back to that genius. Can you relate to that, Jenny?
Yes, I agree. A two-word answer, I agree.
It is. That's why it's so important to go after our dreams. But I think we also have to learn to listen, to go within. And that's where all the distractions come up. And I think what you brought up about values, why are our values so important, Cheney?
Because every person, well, number one, every person is driven by their values or things that are most important to them. And they're important because that, basically, that's how human beings function. And, I'll mention John again, DeMartini. Before I came across his work, back when I was a teenager, I was always thinking, well, you know, people are doing things. Even though people are saying one thing, they're still doing things because they're doing things based on things that are most important to them. But how come they're saying one thing and doing another? That was the part of it I could never understand. And now that I'm able to connect the dots, I can see why. Because most of what people are doing is stuff that they inject from others. That's when you hear the I shoulds, I have tos, I've got tos, I'm supposed to. So this is another tidbit for the day, or tip of the day. Well, let's say a tip of the day that you can use for the rest of your life. Listen to your language. And if you're saying that, it's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, basically reminding you that, hey, it's time to really take a look at the things I'd love to be doing. And it might take a little longer for some people to figure out than others, but as long as you're aware of it and you take the time to invest in yourself, and notice I said the time to invest in yourself, to really, as you say, soul search and really find out what your soul purpose is, because we all have it. It's a matter of finding out what it is.
Yeah, and our sole purpose is in a way very simple. It's you being your unique you and finding that genius and then singing that song in the world.
Yes, and uniqueness is the key, because we're all, I say that we're all the same, but we're also different. At the level of the soul, we're all the same, but at the level of the senses, we're different. We perceive things differently, but at our core, deep self, we really are all the same.
We are, and we all feel that, that, as I call that tap on your shoulder and that knocking, and at some point you do want to open that door and you want to step through and just face it, because our dreams don't go away. They stay there and they get louder, and it just feels awful to keep that door closed.
Yeah, in fact, that's a great point, because you mentioned dreams. When someone's living, I'll just use this phrase because I know it's somewhat cliche, but when people are living someone else's dreams, that's when you hear the I shoulds, I've got tos, I'm supposed to. When they're living their own, I love to, I'm inspired to, this is what I've always dreamed of doing.
What is your biggest dream now, Cheney?
Wow, I have a few of them, but the biggest one, is really to really do what I'm speaking about here right now, and getting people to realize that. Because that's something that I've been carrying around for probably at least, well, back to that breakthrough moment there. I've been carrying that around, and I figured, you know, I want other people to experience that in whatever it is they would love to do. So I love to help people to realize what they would love to be doing as well. And of course, that's going to be in a variety of ways, but that's just a real general way that I'll put it, and that's something that's really important to me, and I would love it to be important to someone else as well, so I want people to tap into that and to realize that.
That is so beautiful, and I think everybody who's listening, we all do have a dream, and we can own up to it. I believe we can say, you know what, I'm just going to go after it and face my fears and break through and discover that genius inside of me, because it's worth it. That's what makes us ultimately the most happy. Cheney, we were so happy that you were here inspiring us. Can you let us with one something inspiring sentence and your website so people can find you?
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off of what you just said. And as you go through your life, you know, and you're realizing your dreams, just understand that you're going to have support and challenge. You're going to have praise and criticism. You're going to have the positive and the negative that come in your way. Just when you're on a true mission, and you'll know that you're on your true mission when you can embrace both sides equally and know how to use the perceived negative part of it to help you in achieving what it is that you would love to do in your life. So be aware of both sides and learn how to use both sides. Not try to give it up half yourself, because you don't have to give it up half yourself to really love yourself and what you're doing. And as far as my website, it's www.cheneywire.com.
Thank you so much, Cheney. And for all of you, I can't say it enough. It's so important to go after your dreams and start listening to that inner GPS system, you know, the voice of your soul, as I call it, to unlock that infinite potential, your genius. And we need practice. I have a very deep program that really unlocks your infinite potential. There's CDs with guided meditation. It's completely free. It's a 21-day secret soul map to your dreams. You get also, like every Monday morning, a free soul card reading. You can find that on www.yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. I want to thank Cheney Wiener again today for sharing such great information and inspiration. Thank all of you for tuning in to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. Join me every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 secret soul map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.